Today is Wednesday, October 14th. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm Cameron Lane. Today in the news, more positive COVID cases stream in as Los Angeles County continues free testing, and in the state, positive COVID cases are creeping above where the state health department would like them to be. Happening in the world, how would you like to win $10,000 and a 50-year supply of ramen noodles? Too bad. I'm going to tell you how to anyway, so stay tuned. Support for today's podcast comes from the Chronicle News Media Group, presenting their free business marketing service Project 360 to help reconnect businesses with their audiences. For more information, call 719-846-3311. All T-Dad Talk episodes are produced by the Chronicle News Media with additional support from T-Dad Radio.
Tune in at tdadradio.com.
Okay, let's jump into today's weather. A rather warm day today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, we'll take a pretty steep drop to 35 degrees for the low, leading up to highs tomorrow around 60 degrees. Now, here's the news. Positive cases of COVID-19 have steadily come in from the Los Animas and Huerfano County Health Department, with another update on October 12th stating Los Animas had 15 active cases and Huerfano had 4 active. There are 8 new cases in Los Animas County and 1 in Huerfano County that coincide with increased testing within Los Animas County, with the local health department offering free testing. That's at the sheriff's office at 2309 East Main Street in Trinidad on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Of the 8 new cases in Los Animas, 1 is a male in his teens, 1 a female in her 30s, 2 males in their 40s, 1 male and 1 female in their 60s, and 2 females in their 80s. One of the females in their 80s is hospitalized, with the rest recovering at home. In Huerfano, the 1 new case reported was a male in his 60s who's recovering at home, with close contacts continuing to be notified by the department. Their release stated, as a reminder, that individuals should continue practicing social distancing and taking necessary precautions. Happening in the state, Colorado recorded 967 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday, tying a record set at the height of the pandemic's first wave in April and raising concerns about hospital capacity over the coming weeks. The 3-day and 7-day averages of new cases set new records this week, indicating Monday wasn't an outlier in the data. The weekly average for new coronavirus infections has been trending up since the start of October. Increased testing also doesn't explain the rise, because the percentage of testing coming back positive has also grown. Colorado's 3-day average positivity rate on Tuesday was 5.4%, Governor Jared Polis said at a news conference. The World Health Organization recommends keeping the positivity rate below 5%, because the higher the rate, the more likely the state or country is missing significant numbers of infections. The Monday caseload is the highest since Colorado has collected reasonably reliable data. In March and April, there may have been more than 4,000 new cases per day, but they weren't found because so few people were being tested at that point, Jill Hunsaker Ryan, executive director for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, said at an event on Monday. Polis urged Coloradans to focus on wearing masks, avoiding close contact with others, and washing your hands. He didn't signal support for additional statewide restrictions, saying counties with high numbers of new cases are crafting their own mitigation plans. Happening in the world, college students and parents rejoice. The makers of Top Ramen announced on Monday they are seeking a chief noodle officer, yeah, that's right, to get paid $10,000 to help develop and test new ramen noodle soup recipes. Top Ramen manufacturer Nissin announced it is seeking a chief noodle officer with a passion for noodles to help test out new Top Ramen recipes for the company, although I can't imagine someone with a passion for noodles being super keen on all that ramen. Nonetheless, interested candidates are being instructed to post photos and recipes of their own Top Ramen creations to social media, and the winner will be selected by celebrity judge Melissa King, a recent winner of Top Chef All-Stars LA. The winner will receive $10,000, the chance for a one-on-one mentorship with Nissin CEO Mike Price, and a 50-year supply of various Top Ramen products. That said, I want to know what a 50-year supply of ramen looks like. Well, on second thought. Happening this week, Mount Carmel has a big list of fun classes from cooking to yoga throughout the week this week. For times and registration, visit Mount Carmel Center. That's mtcarmelcenter.org. Additionally, if you know of any upcoming events we should be aware of here at the Chronicle, please feel free to reach out to us so we can make sure to spread the word. As always, for a deeper look into today's stories, visit the Chronicle News website, thechronicle-news.com, and support your local journalism with a subscription. Thanks for sticking around for another T-Dad Talk. If you like this podcast, be sure to click that subscribe button and also drop us a message on our T-Dad Radio Facebook page and let us know how we're doing. We always like to hear all the creative ways we can continue to make what we do here at the Chronicle even better. Another special thanks to the Chronicle News Media Group and their Project 360 services, free to help local businesses reconnect with their audiences. This is Cameron Wayne. Have a great day.
This is Chronicle News Media.